Therefore, Mishnah 3, Rabban Gamliel, Omer Bechol Yom Mispalel Adam Shmona Esra. Every day, a person has to daven the Shmona Esra. Now, you'll remember that we said there's an argument if davening is rabbinical or a Torah law. But either way, the Shmona Esra, even if it's a Torah law, was established by Ezra. Ezra and his Beis Din set out the Shmona Esra as we have it today, because the people didn't know how to daven, right? People didn't know how to pray properly, so they set out a formula for the prayers. And that Shmona Esra is what we've still got today. So Rabban Gamliel says every day a person has to daven that Shmona Esra. You have to daven the full thing. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he said, Ma'ain Shmona Esra, he said you have to daven. The minimum you have to daven is an abbreviated version. There's difference of opinion as to exactly what his abbreviated version was. Some say the first three and the last three brochas he did in full, and the middle brochas he did the first line and the last line and left out the middle of each brocha. And others say he did the first three and the last three brochas in full, and all the middle brochas were condensed into one longer, you know, thing that covered all of those topics. So there's two different opinions as to what he means, but he held that you only have to daven abbreviated Shmona Esra every day. That was your minimum. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Im shkurat filaso bepiv, if a person prays fluent in his mouth, he knows how to pray properly, then he must pray the Shmona Esra properly. Vim lav, but if not, ma'ain Shmona Esra, then he must do the digested form, which was easier to remember. Obviously today with Sidurim, you know, this is, it's much easier for us. So that's why today we daven the full thing.